Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we welcome once again into our Wisconsin Public Radio studios the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, direct from South Florida to Wausau, Wisconsin, to perform live selections from this year's South Beach Up North Tour. With us today on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews. On violin, Sarah Schreffler, and UW-Stevens Point's own Oscar Soler. On viola, Kenneth Martinson, and on double bass, Cindy Blandino. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble's Up North Tour is being sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio. They perform Friday evening at 7:30 and Saturday evening at 6 at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street in Wausau. Michael and his musicians always have some surprises for us. In addition to the traditional classical selections, in past years, South Beach has performed the music of Cole Porter, Ira Gershwin, and even Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles. And we are listening to their rendition of Eleanor Rigby, performed live 2 years ago right here on Route 51. And we do this every year, and I am so excited to welcome Michael Andrews and his ensemble back to Wisconsin Public Radio. Because of the special nature of this morning's program, we will not be taking phone calls. So whether you're driving or working or just relaxing, turn up the radio. You're going to hear some great American chamber music. Michael Andrews, we are back together. We've been doing this for, is it 8 years now?
It's been 8 years now, yes.
And let me adjust your level here. We're running a lot of different microphones this morning because we have five musicians and two vocal mics in the studio here. So it is 8 years. And Michael, how have things progressed during that time? Just give us your reflections.
Well, we've expanded a little bit. We started out 8 years ago just doing two concerts and then your radio show. And we expanded a couple years ago, and now we're doing three different programs plus your show. And, of course, if we could raise more money and get more support, we could do more concerts.
Well, why don't we give credit to your sponsors right now?
That'd
before
be great.
I forget, we'll
sure.
And I'm just going to read all of them for you because, again, if the sponsors weren't there, Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble would not be in Wausau, and they would not be on the radio this morning. So support for this tour was provided by the Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, a state agency, the Community Foundation, and the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation. Additional support provided by City Pages, Families First, the First Universalist Unitarian Church, Habish Habish and Retire, Yankee Bookstore, the Jefferson Street Inn, Ministry Healthcare, the Northwoods Goldsmith, People's State Bank, UMR, the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the Wausau Daily Herald, and, of course, Wisconsin Public Radio. Nice group of people there backing you again this year, Michael.
Well, we always like to come back, and we, you know, our sponsors have stuck with us for the most part, but we're always looking for new businesses or corporations or individuals, and I really want to thank our advisory board in Wausau, Kathy Laughlin, Jane Yankee Johnson, Christine Peterson, and Doug Hosler. They've really put together some salons, private fundraisers in people's homes, and we really appreciate that.
Now, this year's tour, we've got these shows coming up tomorrow and Saturday evening at the First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. But last Sunday, you played at the Woodson Art Museum. You played Dvorak and Shostakovich piano quintets.
Right. They are two of the most monumental pieces in the chamber music literature in two different centuries. The Dvorak is, you know, he was a Czech composer, and he took a lot of folk tunes and very beautiful music. And the Shostakovich, of course, was written a century later. And Shostakovich was a Russian composer, and he went through the Soviet system, under the Soviet system, and he had a hard life. But his music was really exquisitely beautiful.
And this weekend, why don't you tell us what's on tap for Friday evening at the First UU Church and Saturday?
Well, Friday we're doing a string quintet program. We're starting out with George Onslow. His sort of nickname is the French Beethoven. And we've done a piece by him before because we have our fabulous bass player, Cindy Blandito, who I've known for over 30 years. And George Onslow must have liked the bass a lot because he wrote a lot of string quintets with bass. So we're doing the George Onslow string quintet in C minor. Then on the second half, we're doing two modern pieces, actually composers that I've met. Mark Carlson, his short stories, and he's a composer at UCLA. And then Daniel Bernard Romain, he's a Haitian-American composer, and we're doing a double quartet with four high school kids. So it's going to be really very cool.
Wonderful, just wonderful. Michael, do you think chamber music is being accepted and loved by an increasing number of people in the United States and around the world? People who maybe aren't tuned in with this kind of music think, well, this was music that was basically created by old white guys in Europe 300 years ago.
Right. It was started by old white guys in Europe, but Daniel Bernard Romain is a young Haitian American in the United States. And I think chamber music is very important to the world. What comes to mind first is on Saturday Night Live with Kanye West, and he's backed up by, 13 gorgeous women playing violins and violas and celli. So, and China is bursting with musical talent. So people, there's a fundamental, just a desire for chamber music, I think, when people get to know what it is.
And you do hear chamber music more and more in popular recordings. We played Eleanor Rigby in the introduction here, which is a piece that you played here in our studio 2 years ago. Of course, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones did As Tears Go By. And you do see with greater frequency rock bands using a chamber ensemble in their performances and live recordings.
Yeah, it's always been the case. The Beatles years ago, they had strings in their songs, and
some of their most popular songs, things like Yesterday.
Sure, yeah, it's just the string sound is really a gorgeous sound. It really is the human heart speaking.
Well, you've got some surprises for us again this year, and we're going to start with a couple of those surprises. We understand that you're going to play a polka and a tango in this first segment.
Right, we're doing everything. This is for our Saturday program, and we're in this little segment. We're going to be doing the Pizzicato Polka by Delib, and then we're going to go right into Por Una Cabeza. It's a tango by Carlos Gardel.
Without further ado, Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on Wisconsin Public Radio's Ideas Network. Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on this very special edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. And you have heard ensemble leader Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Schreffler on violin, Oscar Soler on violin, Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We will be back with more from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble and more live music right after this.
Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum, presenting Celebrating Summer, an exhibition of on-location paintings by plein air painters of America, illustrating the beauty of summer, now through August 25th. More at lywam.org.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. It's something we do every year on Route 51. This is our eighth consecutive year. Wisconsin Public Radio welcomes Wausau native Michael Andrews' South Beach Chamber Ensemble for their Up North Tour, live from South Florida to Wausau, and they will be performing this Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street in Wausau, and then again at 6 p.m. on Saturday at the First Universalist Unitarian Church. And we're going to have some fun right now. We're going to talk to the individual musicians, and let me start off with Ken Martinson. Ken, I understand that you're playing viola with the group, but you've got some Wisconsin roots.
I do. I was born in Madison and grew up there most of my life. I was there until basically I was 18. I played in the Wisconsin Youth Symphony in Madison and also played in the Madison Symphony when I was from 16, 18.
But you make South Florida your home now?
I do. I live in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale.
And how did you hook up with Michael Andrews?
We started doing some chamber music and some jobs together and some teaching together at the Miami Music Project, and that's how we got to know each other.
And have you had a chance to get back to Wisconsin before this Up North tour, or are you kind of viewing the state through new eyes?
Well, I came here a couple of days before so I could see my parents once again. It had been a little while, a little longer than I should have been.
Mm-hmm. The first time in Wausau or
this
or
is
not?
Actually the second time, yeah.
What do you think of the community? You've been here for a few days now.
It's very nice. People are very welcoming and feel very safe and relaxed here.
What attracts you to chamber music?
Well, it's the perfect combination, I think, between solo playing and orchestra playing. You know, it's an ensemble. You're making music with other people. You know, there's a certain magic that happens when you're combining several personalities, making music at the same time, I think.
And it's a very intimate music. Also, you've got more than one musician, but it's acoustic, and you're playing in an enclosed environment with with an audience where it's not like you're up on a stage playing through PA speakers. And with that kind of production, often there seems to be a distance between the musician and the audience.
Yeah, I suppose there is a little bit. The intimate, being able to have your own control over your own voice, makes it especially satisfying, you know, as far as a musician standpoint, having control over the music and making some self-expression, I suppose.
Ken Martinson, who's playing viola today, and if we could get Oscar Soler to kind of amble on up to the microphone. You wouldn't believe how packed this studio is right now, folks. We have five musicians and me in this small enclosed space, and it's all we can do this show without tripping over each other. And Oscar, I do need you to talk right into the mic. You're currently teaching at UW Stevens Point, correct?
I am, yes, at the Abra Suzuki Center.
What brought you to UW Stevens Point?
Well, I got my master's degree in Suzuki pedagogy and violin performance, and ever since I've been fairly passionate about the Suzuki education and the method. And I was so lucky that I was offered the position, and I moved here with my wife.
UW Stevens Point has a history of having a very strong music program. Catalin Rotero taught double bass at the school for a long time. Bob Case is at the school. It must be nice to fit in with that community of musicians.
It is very nice. It is very nice. It is actually, I wish we would have more time to play together. Sometimes life just gets really busy, but it is a very nice, a little gem.
So Oscar, you were born in Venezuela, is that correct?
That is correct. Caracas, Venezuela.
And the South Beach Chamber Ensemble has a history in your home country.
I think so. So I hear. I think they spent 5 years or so in Caracas, Venezuela. So sometimes we get to speak a little Spanish, you know.
What's the difference between performing in a place like Venezuela and performing in a place like the United States? Or is there a difference?
The heat. Yeah.
Well, you brought it up with you to Wausau this week.
Yeah, I guess so. I just cannot escape. I guess we have a little bit of heat and then a lot of winter, so...
All right.
You know.
Well, Oscar, it's great to have you here, and we hope you stay with us for a good long time at UW Stevens Point. You sound just wonderful today.
Thank you. I hope so. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's move on to Sarah Schreffler, who has been with us before. Sarah, is this your fourth year with us?
It's my fifth year.
Fifth year with us. And you've been playing with Michael for a long time.
Yeah, since 2009.
And you're from Phoenix.
Yes, I am.
Tell me something about your background and what brought you to this ensemble.
Well, I came to this ensemble through Cindy Blandino, who's playing bass today. And she and I have been longtime colleagues in the Phoenix area. And a few years ago, they were in need of a violinist to come up and join them. And I was thrilled to come up to Wausau for the first time and play... Oh, what did we play? We played cafe music that first year. And it was just a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed coming up here every summer since then.
And Cindy, do you still make Phoenix your home? I'm Sarah. Do you still make Phoenix your home? We're going to talk to Cindy in a second.
Yes, I do. I completed my doctoral studies at Arizona State University last year, and now I'm teaching and performing in the Phoenix area.
All right, wonderful. Now let's bring Cindy up. And Oscar, if you could hold Cindy's bass for her while she makes the transition here to the microphone. And we'll pull a chair off to the side. And Cindy Blandino, you've been playing with Michael Andrews for a long time.
Probably 30 years now, I think.
And you were with him in Venezuela. Tell us about that.
We were young and adventurous, and we had a terrific time living there and playing there.
And when was that?
I arrived in 1980. I believe Michael was there in 1979, and I'm really dating myself with this.
Well, what brought the two of you to Venezuela?
There were several orchestras at that time. I think there were five professional orchestras in Caracas at that point. And the Orquesta Filarmónica was the I'd like to think it was the best one. And we auditioned and got in it.
And you've been with him ever since. Do you play a lot with Michael, or is it just joining the group here and there?
Right now, it's just coming up every summer and playing here.
And Cindy, you're also from Phoenix, correct?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Did you run into Sarah there, or are the two of you kind of linked through Michael Andrews?
No, actually, Sarah and I played together on a number of occasions in Phoenix, and we actually teach at the same school, at the Arizona School for the Arts.
All right, very good. And what do you find interesting about playing an instrument like the double bass?
Where should I start? Well, Glenn, you know, as your daughter was a double bass player, it comes with the pros and cons. You have to have the right car. You have to be able to transport it. But I like to think that without us, they can't play in tune, and they have no soul.
What do you think of my daughter's double bass? Cindy is playing my daughter's bass once again because, as she said, transportation is such a problematic thing when you're hauling a bass across the country.
It is, and I ran into some trouble in Minneapolis a couple of years ago, and I'll never do it again. So I'm delighted to have Melody's bass to play here.
You ran into trouble in Minneapolis? Can you share a little bit of that
with us? I probably shouldn't. It would...
Needless to say, if you're planning on transporting a double bass across country in this environment, maybe you should expect delays at the airport.
3 hours plus.
All right, yes. Very good. Cindy Blandino, Sarah Schreffler, Ken Martinson, and Oscar Soler, and of course, Michael Andrews, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. And let's get the microphone positioned for Michael, and we're going to hear some more live music on Route 51. Michael, what's on tap next?
Well, we're going to do one movement of the George Onslow String Quintet in C minor. It's the Andante. So it's just it's a beautiful, fairly long piece. So this will be the whole segment of music at this point.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. the South Beach Chamber Ensemble doing the music of George Onslow, and they will be performing this Friday evening at 7:30 at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street, and the following evening at 6 o'clock at the First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. We'll be back with more conversation and more live music right after this.
Support also comes from the Farmers Market of Wausau, featuring local produce, meats, honey, maple syrup, bakery, and coffee. Open Wednesdays and Saturdays starting at 7 a.m., located two blocks south of the library on River Drive in Wausau.
And if you just joined us, we are live with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Michael Andrews' group. Michael is a native of Wausau, and every year he brings the South Beach Chamber Ensemble up north to Wausau, Wisconsin, his hometown, from South Florida, from the Miami Beach area, where they call home. It's Michael's transplanted home, and we've been hearing some wonderful music from Michael on cello, Sarah Schreffler on violin, Oscar Soler also on violin, Kenneth Martinson on viola, and on double bass, Cindy Blandino. And Michael, we just heard before the break the music of George Onslow. You called him the French Beethoven. Why is that?
Well, he lived about the same time as Beethoven, and obviously he wasn't as popular right now as Beethoven, but in that day he was very well known and very well respected.
And we're going to perform something from Mark Carlson now. He did a piece called Short Stories. Tell us about that.
Yeah, every year I go to the Chamber of Music America Conference in New York, and there's many people there. There's composers and performers and publicists and all kinds of people. And Mark was there showing some of his music. He was selling his music, and there were some MP3 files I was listening to, and this piece called Short Stories was really charming. He wrote it a few years ago, and even though it was written a few years ago, it's really easy to listen to. It's charming music. We're doing two movements out of the five, The Prelude to a Mysterious Adventure and The Hidden Pearl.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble with the music of Mark Carlson live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Michael, public funding for the arts and music education is always precarious, but we live in an era of very tight dollars right now. Local school districts facing millions of dollars in cutbacks, and there are additional restrictions now which keep local districts from raising taxes to cover the shortfall. Are you worried that music teachers and music programs are going to be the first ones cut? Because that's what often seems to happen.
It seems to be generally the case, but I think the case for music and the arts, all the arts, are crucial to the development of children's brains and lives.
And why is that? Why is music and the arts something that isn't dessert or icing on the cake, but something that's important for people to develop a well-rounded appreciation?
Well, if you look at music
life.
In particular, you know, there are scientific studies. I don't know, sometimes they talk about the Mozart effect, but music is very important because when you learn an instrument, especially at a young age, it's like learning a language at a young age. It's easier. And the brain actually changes as you learn and practice an instrument or sing or whatever you want, whatever art form you have. It helps the brain. It develops the brain. It's all about brain activity, and it's more complex. And plus, besides the scientific benefits, music is beautiful and it's great to listen to.
How did you get your background? You're an accomplished cellist. You're leading your own ensemble. You play all over the world. How did you get your background in music? Were you exposed to it at the grade school or the high school level?
Yeah, Wausau still has a very fine high school, school program for the strings, for all music. My teacher back 30 years ago, or actually 40 years ago, was David Rigi. He was the orchestra director, and he was my teacher from, junior high on, and he was a very fine director. And then after that, David Lee, who is helping host one of our players, Kirsten Hornby right now, is head of East and West Orchestras, and the Wausau Conservatory has a very fine program, and Pat Langer is developing fine violinists in town. So Wausau is very special. I hope the community realizes that. It's a very special place.
Talk about the Wausau Conservatory for a minute or two. What role does it play in publicizing and encouraging the fine arts and music and training people to be better musicians? They're one of the sponsors of your tour this year.
Sure. Well, they're our home in Wausau. We rehearse there, and we know all the staff and Paula Clark. And it's a really special place for a town this size to have a Wausau Conservatory. And it was actually Doug Hostler's wife, Bellamy Hostler, who helped found the conservatory many years ago. And she had a vision for Wausau, which I think was unique in a town this size, and Wausau has supported it. And they could use more support, too. So we're, all the arts organizations everywhere are struggling, especially with how the world is going. Small, locally owned corporations now are bought out by nationally owned corporations and world mm-hmm. corporations, and they don't support locally. So we have to find dollars in a different way.
And you have found dollars for the Up North tour once again.
We have.
And Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble will be performing this coming Friday at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street. That's at 7:30 p.m. And then at the same church the following evening, Saturday evening, at 6 o'clock. Michael, we've got time for one more piece, and it's going to be a classic. It's something by Mozart.
Right.
Tell us about
and
that.
This is from our Saturday program called Mozart on the Move. And if you've been to the atrium of the church, you know that, especially for the Saturday program, it's really great because you can bring a picnic and you can bring wine. And you have all the just a really very nice time. It's very calm and relaxed, and it's air-conditioned.
And air conditioning is so important this weekend. Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Thank you. We want to thank today's guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, on violin Sarah Schreffler, also UW-Stevens Point's Oscar Soler, on viola Kenneth Martinson, and on double bass Cindy Blandino. The South Beach Up North Tour continues Friday evening at 7:30 and Saturday evening at 6 at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street in Wausau. If you'd like to find out more about the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, check out their website, sobechamberensemble.org. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer and audio engineer, Rick Ryer, and our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. A reminder, if you missed part of this show, you can hear it again in its entirety Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM, Wausau. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.